Good morning, Ryersonians. I'm Kayla Douglas.
And I'm Kiki Sakota. This is the Rye Report for October 5th. We're bringing you the top stories for the week.
This week on the show,
Ryerson steps up its online security efforts, students prepare to kiss the quad goodbye, and a new student group on campus aims to keep students healthy, plus an interview with economics instructor John Isbister on free tuition.
Ryerson has launched an educational campaign to raise awareness about online security, just in time for Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Ryerson detects over 1 million password guessing attempts every week. If a hacker guesses your password correctly, they can gain access to your emails and even make you drop a course. The campaign includes sending students fake emails and informative pop-ups on D2L. Ryerson is offering prizes such as one-card money to encourage students to participate. Maggie McIntosh spoke to Chief Information Officer Brian Lesser. He says students need to think before they click.
The better lesson is to learn how to hover over a link and see where it's actually taking you, and just take that moment to think, okay, this is about my Ryerson account, but like the URL is taking me to some server in the Soviet Union, like we're rushing that, but you know.
Better get in your last picnics at the Quad now. As of May 2018, it'll be closed for construction. According to Ryerson's facilities team, the rack will be undergoing major roof repairs. While the rack gets a makeover, the quad will be closed to keep students safe. It is scheduled to reopen in fall 2018, but there may be delays. Kerhall's quad is one of the only green spaces on campus. Sadia Khatun is a second-year politics and governance student. She says the construction's timing is not ideal.
I don't know. I feel like that timing is kind of not the greatest, because it's like that's when you want a green space in like the city, right? Yeah. Like in the summertime. So I don't know. I guess that kind of sucks.
The healthier you live, the better. That's the motto of a new student group on campus. The Public Health Outreach Group aims to raise awareness about various health issues. Topics of interest include STI prevention, food safety, and vaccines. The group says it'll be a place for all students passionate about public health. Jessica Prisdale is a head executive of the new group. She says the group is important because health affects everyone. It does not discriminate.
Jagmeet Singh has won the NDP leadership race. Singh won over 50% of the vote, beating out Charlie Angus, Nikki Ashton, and Guy Caron. He will be running against Justin Trudeau and Conservative Andrew Scheer in the 2019 federal election. As Prime Minister, Singh would aim to provide free tuition for all university programs. Singh says a significant barrier to education is tuition fees. However, Ryerson economics instructor John Isbister says he's not entirely in favor of free tuition.
Well, I should say what I am in favor of is much more financial aid for low and moderate income students who are finding it hard to afford it. But I don't see why the taxpayers as a whole should pay for all of the tuition for families that can afford it. The ethical perspective is this. University education is expensive, so who should pay for it? There's two extremes. One extreme is that the students should pay for all of it. The other extreme is that the government should pay for all of it, which means the taxpayers.
That was John Isbister talking about Jagmeet Singh's plan for free tuition.
This is Kayla Douglas.
And I'm Kiki Sakota.
You've been listening to The Rye Report. Tune in next week as we highlight the week's top stories.